Hi, welcome to the Patty and Daisy Show. Today we have a couple of stories for you to enjoy. Episode 3. Are we alone? Daisy and her friend Milo are playing in the park. Hey, what do you want to play? Asked Milo. We should play hide and go seek, Daisy said. Who's going first? Milo asked. Daisy pulls out a coin and flips it. She catches the coin and covers it with her hand. What are you doing? Asked Milo. My mom taught me this, Daisy said. You flip a coin and then guess which side of the coin is going to land face up. Whoever wins gets to hide first. Is that okay with you?
Okay, said Milo.
So what do you choose, heads or tails? Asked Daisy.
Tails, Milo said.
Daisy uncovers the coin, and the tails side is facing up. Milo jumps and cheers.
Yes, yes, I won, Milo said.
That means I get to hide first, right?
Uh-huh, said Daisy. You can go first.
I have a spot that you will never find, said Milo.
Turn around and count to 10.
Daisy turns around and closes her eyes.
All right, I'm about to start counting now, said Daisy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He must be around here somewhere, she thinks, and starts looking around the park. She looks behind the big tree, but he's not there. She looks behind the swings, but he's also not there. She looks inside of the tunnel, but he still isn't anywhere to be found. This is going to be harder than I thought, Daisy thinks. Daisy walks to the flower field. Maybe he's over here, she thinks. Daisy starts walking in the field. Daisy sees a plate lying on the field and walks to it. What's this? Maybe if I stand on it, I can see where Milo is hiding, said Daisy. Daisy steps on the plate and starts looking around. A beam of light comes down from the sky and sucks Daisy right up. Where am I? Daisy said after she opens her eyes. Daisy is inside of a building with a lot of colorful lights. She walks around the building looking at all the stuff.
I wonder if Milo hid in here, Daisy said.
Clank! Something in the distance fell over and made a loud sound. Daisy looks up and sees a shadow that looks awfully like Milo.
Milo, I found you! Daisy yells.
The shadow starts to run. Now all I have to do is tag him and I win, Daisy thinks. She chases the shadow throughout the ship and follows it all the way back to where she came in at. Daisy walks back to the plate she was standing on. I bet if I stand here, I'll be able to see Milo, said Daisy. Suddenly, Daisy is back in the flower field. Daisy steps off the plate and scratches her head. How did I get back here? Daisy asks. The plate then flies up into the air. Daisy watches as the plate flies into space.
Boo! Milo yells.
Daisy jumps and turns around to see Milo behind her.
Milo! Daisy yells.
Why are you looking at the sky? Asked Milo. You were supposed to be finding me.
I was trying, but you're a really good hider, said Daisy.
Where were you?
I was hiding in the small slide, said Milo.
Daisy laughs at herself. How could I forget about the slide? She looks back up at the sky. If Milo was in the slide, then who was that? Daisy turns and looks at Milo.
It's my turn now, she says.
Turn around and count to 10. The end. Thank you.
Episode 4, Dawn the Spider. Catch Milo, Pat yells. Pat throws a baseball at Milo and Milo catches it. The two are outside of the house playing catch. Go long, says Milo. Milo throws the ball far and Pat runs to catch it. Pat drops the ball and it lands in some water. I wonder if I should wipe this off, he thinks. What are you waiting for, Pat? Throw the ball, Milo says. Okay, Pat says back. Pat takes a couple of steps and threw the baseball at Milo. Because of the water, the ball slipped out of Pat's hands. Oh no, Pat says. The ball hits the top of the house and rolls down into the gutter. Oh no, Milo says. The two run to each other and look at the ball. How are we going to get the ball down from there? Asks Milo. Pat thinks for a little while. Oh, I know, says Pat. Let's try climbing up there. Pat walks to the side of the house and finds a chair. Pat stands on the chair and looks for something to climb. Pat does not see anywhere else to grab onto. I have to try the other side, he thinks. Pat grabs his chair and walks to the other side of the house, but there's still nowhere to climb. I don't think we can climb up there, says Pat. Milo thinks really hard. Maybe we can use another ball to get that one out, Milo says. That's perfect, Pat says. I have another baseball in my room. Pat goes and gets the baseball and hands it to Milo. You are a better thrower than me, says Pat. Milo aims at the ball and throws his ball up there. The two balls hit, the other ball gets stuck too. Aw, man, I really thought that would work, said Milo. There has to be another way to get the balls down, Pat said. I can help you, says a little voice. Pat and Milo look around, but they do not see anybody. Down here, the voice says. Pat and Milo look down and see an itsy bitsy spider looking at them. Milo runs. Ah, it's a spider, run! Milo yells. Wait, come back, says Pat. I'm sorry about that. Milo is scared of spiders. Don't worry about it, says the itsy bitsy spider. I get that a lot. My name is Dawn. What's your name? I'm Pat. Do you really think you can get the balls down? Asked Pat. Yep, watch this, said Dawn. Dawn walks over to the water spout and starts singing. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Rain started to pour down and Dawn got flushed out of the water spout. Pat picks up Dawn. Down came the rain and washed the spider out, Pat sings. The two laugh and walk inside of the house. Milo sees Dawn and starts to back away. Wait, Milo, Pat said. This is Dawn. She's not going to hurt you. But she is a spider. All spiders hurt people, Milo said. That's not true, Dawn says. Sure, there are some nasty spiders in the world who want to hurt people, but not all spiders are like that. That's right, Pat Mom says. You shouldn't judge people based on a few like them. Pat's mom walks inside of the house. Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Pat's mom, Mom says. Hello, I'm Dawn, Pat's new friend, says Dawn. Milo walks over to Dawn. Well, I guess not all spiders are so bad, Milo says. I'm sorry, Dawn. It's nice to meet you. Thank you, Milo. I hope we all can be friends, Dawn said. Well, will you look at that, Mom says as she looks out the window. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain, she sings. And the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout again, Dawn sings. Pat, Milo, and Dawn go outside and walk to the water spout. Dawn starts climbing and reaches the top. I'm here, guys. Catch, Dawn yells down. Dawn tosses the balls down to Pat and Milo, then she climbs back down. Yay, Milo says. I'm glad to have a friend like you. The end. Well, that's all for today's show, guys. Hope you enjoyed your stay here at the Pat and Daisy Show. We wish you a great day, and as always, see you next time.